The U.S. Environmental Protection Agency is extending a deadline for states that have been poised to write ozone cleanup plans. The new limit is 70 parts per billion, just a little stricter than before, but potentially expensive for businesses. Bryce Bird leads Utah's Air Quality Division, and he says the delay could give Wasatch Front counties enough time to lower their ozone pollution with controls that are already planned.
They cited some issues that are important to the West, international transport, background ozone, and exceptional events as being some of the considerations that they want to evaluate before they act on the governor's recommendations.
Ozone's typically a summertime problem on the Wasatch Front, which has bumped up against the federal standards for years. Now, Utah's plan for cleaning up winter particulate pollution is also expected to cut ozone. Any benefits in the Uinta Basin, though, aren't as clear. Bill Stringer is a Uinta County Commissioner and member of the state's Air Quality Board.
I'm really not sure what all this is going to mean to us. First step will be, what is the practical scientific effect of holding it in abeyance?
The basin has unusual winter ozone problems linked mainly to oil and gas production. EPA Administrator Scott Pruitt is creating a task force to review ozone limits, but advocacy groups contend that even these limits don't go far enough to protect health. Judy Fays, KUER News.